thinking about on September 11th? What are you thinking about on September 11th, 2024, on this edition of the InfoWars War Room, brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com, the fastest 3 hours on the internet, and your election headquarters, 55 days to go. What are you thinking about on this September 11th? I think when I woke up this morning, and I don't know about you guys, but whenever you do a late night broadcast like that, and a lot of the crew was up here till 1 o'clock or later, I was on air until about 12:30. You're drinking caffeine all day. I didn't really sleep much. So I'm scrolling through X and wrestling around in bed in my thoughts. Get a couple hours of sleep and wake up, listen to my headlines, read my headlines, and then kind of see the stuff and forget about the poll numbers and all that stuff. I still think Trump won 60-40, as I was saying last night, but I think it was actually a better victory than I think it was a more permanent victory than I thought. Last night, I thought it might be a bad idea for Trump to do a second debate. I felt differently this morning, and so I'll explain that. But every year, and we've been doing this show since 2017. In fact, we started in September, I think it was like September 17th, 2017. So guys, go ahead and get, you know, queue up for an anniversary coming up here. What is that, 7 years? Every year, September 11th comes and goes, and it's kind of the same story where I want to do like a September 11th centric show with a bunch of clips and stuff people haven't really seen. Sometimes I've even debated just airing the whole movie, documentary film, Loose Change, or going to the Zeitgeist film and cutting out like the, they do like a 40-minute review of September 11th and just playing that for people that haven't seen it. But then there's always news, and so we don't really do that. But we do have some September 11th clips that we're going to play because, you know, I think if you really have to boil it down, I mean, certainly for me, September 11th was the most game-changing event for the United States of America. You know, maybe there were some other things, if you're older than me, that happened that you might say were more important or more game-changing for the country. But for me, it was September 11th. And when you look at all the things, the way we reshaped the country and the spying and the surveillance and the never-ending war on terror and the trillions of dollars and now the inflation of the different holy wars in the Middle East and now in the West, really, it all kind of stems from 9/11. And so it's important. It's important at the very least we understand that we were lied to. And, you know, part of me just wants to kind of open up the phones and ask you how you feel about it today. And I remember for years people would try to tell me 9/11 was an inside job and we were lied to about it and everything else. And I would just discount it because, of course, if that was true, then the news would tell me. Then the media would tell me. Then my loving government would tell me. But see, then everybody kind of has their red pill moment and you realize that, oh, the news, the media, the government all lie to me. And then it's like, oh, well, they lied about September 11th too. So I just wonder where people are at on that. And so we'll talk about some of the important details. We do have some other election news. We'll get some responses from last night's debate as well. We got a couple guests. We're going to go to Springfield, Ohio, where they claim that the geese are not being eaten, except they are. And we have the evidence and the eyewitnesses coming up.
We certainly don't claim to be doctors, but InfoWarsMD can prescribe a wide variety of supplement formulas to help you stay healthy in an ever-growing toxic world. These individually tailored combinations of vitamins, minerals, and natural ingredients address a broad spectrum of bodily functions, and each offers a unique boost to your well-being. Take, for instance, the synthesis of amino acids found in Nitric Boost, designed to promote circulation and muscular performance. Or the microorganisms contained in our probiotic formula, meant to help with digestion by introducing healthy bacteria to your system. Then there's Good Night Sleep and its proprietary sleep formula that can restore a healthy sleep cycle to your daily routine. So ask your doctor or just take our word for it and check out the InfoWarsMD products found exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com.
And 53 minutes until the presidential election. And of course, a big milestone. Last night, the first debate between Donald Trump and Kamala Harris. I would say Trump won 60-40. And I think that the biggest takeaway, because you kind of let it settle and then you reflect on the things you remember. Trump produced multiple clips that are actually, nothing was really profound. I don't think there was anything too profound or earth-shattering really last night. But Trump definitely had the clippable moments and the soundbite moments. And they tried to set Kamala up for some of those, and it didn't take. She had some scripted answers to try to correct course on a couple things, like fracking. But really, it was Trump that had the soundbite moments, Trump that had the clippable moments. And I think that Trump really landed the most blows. Now, quite frankly, I don't know how much the debate really makes a difference. In fact, I forgot to look this up. Guys, see if there's any news stories about the ratings for last night's debate. My guess is the ratings were down. That's my guess. I'm guessing the Trump-Clinton debates had much better ratings. I'm guessing last night's debate had low ratings. I talked to some friends. None of them were interested. I talked to a couple people earlier this morning, just when I was working out. I talked to at the gym. They didn't hear anything about it. They didn't care. They didn't watch. So I think most people are decided or just disinterested. Wow. So the ratings were pretty good, apparently. More people tuned into this debate than the Biden debate. So that's interesting. I guess that's people wanting to find out what Kamala Harris is really all about. And I don't think that went well for her. If that's the case, if people were tuning in to see what Kamala Harris was all about, then I think that was a bad performance for her. The resting, condescending bitch face, the constant attacking on Donald Trump. Now, does she get away with the big lies that she told? Maybe. we'll address some of that since the fake moderators wouldn't do it. And then even the moderators get into the lies. So that was crazy. So do people notice that? Do people notice that it was essentially a 3-on-1 debate? I think so. But I don't really know how much it moved the needle. And as I said last night, what really is going to make the difference in this election is not the debates. And quite frankly, it's not even the political wonk and all the footballs that are going to be tossed around between now and the election. It's going to be stopping the voter fraud, clearing the voter rolls, stopping non-citizens from voting, monitoring the mail-in ballot situation and the drop boxes. We got some news on that today. So that's really what's going to make the difference. And as long as you limit if you eliminate all the voter fraud and election fraud, Trump wins in a landslide, probably like 45 states. But that's not happening. It's happened in a couple states, and now the DOJ is pushing back and the Democrats are pushing back. But that's where the real battle is. So then after the debate, Trump says, okay, apparently Kamala wants another debate because she thinks she lost, so she wants another go. I think that would kind of be the logic here. It's kind of like if you're, playing rec ball and you lose, it's like, no, one more. And then Kamala's campaign is saying she wants another debate because, oh, she did so well. Well, it doesn't matter. Fox News said we'll do the debate in October. And it should be on Fox News. Trump went on CNN with anti-Trump moderators. Trump went on ABC with literal Democrat Party members moderating. Democrat Party donors running the show. So yeah, they should do one on Fox News. Now Trump did another comment on that. And last night I'm sitting there thinking there's no reason for Trump to do another debate except to maybe stop the theory of he's scared to debate Kamala. So you say, okay, well, I want to avoid that headline, so I'll go ahead and do another debate. So last night I was like, there's no reason for Trump to do another debate. He won this debate. And you just don't really get anything out of it. But I've kind of changed my mind. And I think actually the second debate for Trump, now that he's actually gone up against Kamala, he can be more prepared. Because he didn't even do any debate prep last night. I mean, they bragged about it. They joked about it. He literally didn't do debate prep. Kamala Harris did a whole week of debate prep and did mock debates with a Trump impersonator. And got the questions. Now, I don't think she had an earpiece in. Some people think it was an earpiece. I don't think it was an earpiece. I think that's been disproven. It doesn't really make a difference. But now that Trump has actually been in there, I think he would perform better in the second debate. And he can even kind of change his tactics. Because she would become much more aggressive, is my guess. Now, I don't know. Maybe she decides to lay off, but I don't know what she's going to go on. And then if you're Trump, you just let her go. Kind of like you did with Biden. That ended up knocking him out. So I think there might actually, last night I didn't think there would be another debate. I think there might be another debate now. There was supposed to be one earlier this month on Fox News. The Harris team declined. So maybe now they will do a second debate on Fox News in October. You do have the vice presidential debates coming up. So here's Trump's take on it earlier today. In the world of boxing or UFC, when a fighter gets beaten or knocked out, they get up and scream, "I demand a rematch, I demand a rematch." Well, it's no different with a debate. She was beaten badly last night. Every poll has us winning. In one case, 92-8. That was a Newsmax poll.
It's mostly conservative audience. So why would I do a rematch? So that's what I was thinking last night, too. There's no point for him to do a rematch, but you know they're going to have the headline saying he's scared to debate. So that might be one reason. But if it's going to be on Fox News, and Trump actually talked about this, and so maybe we should go to this clip. You set it up, and you get very favorable moderators. You get your friend Sean Hannity. You get your friend Laura Ingraham. You get Jesse Waters, no fan of Democrats. And let's put Kamala in the corner. And let's not let her get away with the lies. And let's make her have to answer to fact-checking and answer tough questions aimed at her without getting the questions in advance. So that's kind of my school of thought now. And then in that situation, Trump can just kind of sit back and just ignore her. In fact, that's what I would even do in the second debate. I anticipate there will be another. I don't know. Kamala might refuse to go on Fox News. That's the only issue. But if I'm Trump in the second debate, I would just like pretend Kamala Harris is not even there. Don't look at her. Don't respond to her. Don't even listen to her. And just only talk to the moderators. Only answer their questions. Whatever she says, don't even respond. She can attack you. She can say there's a spider on your head. Whatever. Just she's not there. You don't see her. You don't hear her. You don't respond to her. And just make her flop and flail around. That would be my strategy should it happen. But here's Trump asked about a second debate happening on Fox News. He takes a shot at some of the Fox News potential moderators, actually, in clip 26.
Mr. President, I know when we started the interview, you said that you felt that you won the debate last night, your best ever. I think before the debate happened last night, the Kamala Harris people said that they would actually like to do another debate in October. And I know that last night Fox News sent letters to your campaign and her campaign offering 3 dates of debates moderated by Martha and Brett. One is October 9th in Arizona.
Well, I wouldn't want to have Martha and Brett. I'd love to have somebody else other than Martha and Brett. I'd love to have, frankly, Sean or Jesse or Laura, somebody else. Let's give other people a shot. But I didn't think Martha and Brett were good last night. Well, I thought Jesse was fantastic last night, what he said. Jesse really got it. Jesse said that Trump won that debate. We won that debate by a lot. Now, I wouldn't want Martha involved.
Okay, Mr. President.
But I would take some others.
So, yeah. Mr. President.
Maybe Trump still has some beef with Brett Baer calling Arizona at noon on Election Day. So, I think Trump would probably agree to it if it was on Fox News. The question would be, would Kamala Harris? Now, here's some of the stuff she gets away with last night. Let's play her denying she wants to do a gun confiscation or gun buyback. And then we'll just go to her own words. So this is last night, Kamala Harris denying she wants a gun buyback in clip 16.
Do you believe in the mandatory buyback of quote-unquote assault weapons? And whether or not you do, how does that idea not go against fundamentally the Second Amendment?
No, yeah. Hold on. That should be one of the... Do we have the debate clip? Well, I'll tell you what. Forget about it. Just roll the clips of her claiming... Because there's dozens of these clips. I pulled a couple of them for timing's sake. I didn't want to show you 10 minutes of Kamala Harris saying ban assault weapons and let's do the gun buyback. So I don't know if we have the clip from the debate or not, but forget it. We all saw what she said. She denied she wanted to do a gun buyback. She denied she was anti-Second Amendment. She said, oh, I love guns. I have guns. We're not going to do a gun buyback. She literally said that. So here's Kamala Harris's multiple clips, just a couple of dozens where she says the exact thing here, that she does indeed support a gun buyback. So just go ahead and roll them all.
What would you do about the millions of specifically assault weapons right. that are already in circulation? What do you do about those?
Well, there are approximately 5 million, to your point, Craig. We have to have a buyback program, and I support a mandatory buyback program. It's got to be smart. We got to do it the right way. And it is a false choice to suggest that you're either in favor of the Second Amendment or you want to take everyone's guns away. I'm in favor of the Second Amendment.
And we need an assault weapons ban.
Do you believe in the mandatory buyback of quote-unquote assault weapons? And whether or not you do, how does that idea not go against fundamentally the Second Amendment?
Yeah, great question. I do believe that we need to do buybacks, and I'll tell you why. First of all, let's be clear about what assault weapons are. They have been designed to kill a lot of human beings quickly. They are weapons of war.
What a technical
with no
answer.
Place on the streets of a civil society. I've seen assault weapons kill babies and police officers. So one, so I'll tell you, when elected president, if the United States Congress continues to fail to have the courage to do something about this, I'm prepared to take executive action and put in place a ban on the importation of assault weapons into our country. But we still have to deal with the over 2 million assault weapons that are currently in the streets of America. And so a buyback, and then this business about taking everyone's guns away. Tim Walz and I are both gun owners. We're not taking anybody's guns away. So stop with the continuous lying about this stuff.
Okay.
As it relates to the Affordable Care Act.
Okay, so there you go, folks. So there you go. Now, again, we just had to screw up there because I sent them 100 clips. But there you go. They got the clip. That's Kamala last night. I don't support a gun buyback. Well, I played three clips of dozens, okay? Dozens. There are dozens of these clips of her on the campaign trail 2019, 2020, her as a senator, her as the vice president. She says she supports a mandatory gun buyback. Well, what happens if I don't want to sell my gun to the government then? Anybody ever asked that question of Kamala? I'm sick of you lying about me. I have a gun. I love the Second Amendment. I've never supported a gun buyback program. What was that, guys? MSNBC headline, 2020 campaign trail. Harris, I support a mandatory buyback program. Is that MSNBC on the screen? Looks like MSNBC. 2020 election campaign coverage. Kamala Harris, I support a mandatory buyback program. But she says Trump's lying. He's making it up. So, and it's 5 million assault weapons, then it's 2 million assault weapons. She's just lying. All she does is lie. All she does is morph to whatever she thinks is going to get her in power. So if it's, I support banning assault weapons, I support a mandatory gun buyback program, then that's what she's going to say. And whatever audience she has, she might change her accent. But then last night on the national stage in a presidential debate, all of a sudden, no, I love guns. I'm big Second Amendment. I'd never have a mandatory gun buyback program. Oh, okay. And of course, the moderators let her get away with it. So really, though, it should be an unelectable offense to say you would have a mandatory gun buyback program. It should be an unelectable offense and policy to say you would ban assault weapons. In America, you should be unelectable if those words leave your lips. But see, the problem is we have these things called Democrats. And for them, the problem is we have these things called God-given rights. And so here we are. Now, that's not all she lied about. She claimed, nobody wants abortion up to birth. Nobody wants abortion in the third trimester. It just shows how the abortion thing is all astroturf, too. Because, the debate is so Twilight Zone now. The left says Trump bans abortion, and so we have to stop him. The far right says Trump won't ban abortion, so we won't vote for him. Okay, well, it's just not a serious debate anymore. And then Trump actually said the right thing. He should have emphasized it more. He said, look, you can keep asking me about abortion all you want. It doesn't matter. It's at the states now. So I can have a policy or an idea on abortion. It doesn't matter. It's not up to me. It's at the states. So see, it's like this mudslinging over this abortion deal, and it doesn't even, it's non-consequential to who's in the White House. And less than 1% of Americans will have an abortion. So you know, why is this the big thing? But I'm surprised. It just shows how it's all AstroTurf, because last night, Kamala basically said she's against third trimester abortions. Kamala Harris comes out and says she's against third trimester abortions, and crickets. Nothing. Nobody. And, of course, this all begins Donald Trump. So it's just like Donald Trump says she would have a mandatory gun confiscation program. She says, nope, I never said that. She did say it dozens of times. They bring up abortion. Donald Trump says, you know, look, I'm not for a federal abortion ban, but it doesn't matter. It's in the states now. But, you know, these crazies, they're radicals. They want to have abortion up to birth. And Kamala says, no, we don't want that. And Trump says, oh, really? What do you want? And he says, would you do it at 9 months? Kamala says, no. He says, would you do it at 8 months? No, we wouldn't do it at 8 months. Would you do it at 7 months? No, we wouldn't do it at 7 months. Wow. So Kamala comes out against third trimester abortions. But Trump was right again. This was a Democrat, Bill, in Colorado, with the sponsor and the writer of the bill, talking in front of the city council, I believe. Or it was at a state Senate hearing or something. Explaining, yeah, we're going to do it up to birth. They make it very clear. Clip 14.
Delegate Tran.
Yes, sir.
How late in a pregnancy would your bill apply if a physician was simply willing to certify that the continuation of the pregnancy would impair the mental health of the woman? How late are we talking about?
So the way the suggestion that we've made in the bill is to say it's in the third trimester and at the, you know, with the certification of the physician. So
how late in the third trimester would you be able to do that?
You know, it's very unfortunate that our physicians, our witnesses, were not able to attend today to speak specifically.
No, I'm talking
that.
About your bill. How late in the third trimester could a physician perform an abortion if he indicated it would impair the mental health of the woman?
Or physical health.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm talking about the mental health.
So, I mean, through the third trimester. The third trimester goes all the way up to 40 weeks.
Okay.
Up to birth.
But to the end of the third trimester.
Yep. I don't think we have a limit.
Okay, so there you go. Now, this whole idea of, for the mental health, so they can just say, oh, I don't want the baby, and they just kill it. So that's the bill. That's the Democrat bill. Here's former governor of Virginia, Ralph Northam, saying, yeah, well, let the baby get born, and then we decide whether we kill it or not. So we said on the radio, clip 15.
No exception. There was a very contentious committee hearing yesterday when Fairfax County Delegate Kathy Tran made her case for lifting restrictions on third trimester abortions as well as other restrictions now in place. And she was pressed by a Republican delegate about whether her bill would permit an abortion, even as a woman is essentially dilating, ready to give birth. And she answered that it would permit an abortion at that stage of labor. Do you support her measure and explain her answer?
Yeah, and I wasn't there, Julie, and I certainly can't speak for Delegate Tran, but I will tell you, first thing I would say, this is why decisions such as this should be made by providers, physicians, and the mothers and fathers that are involved. There are, when we talk about third trimester abortions, these are done with the consent of obviously the mother, with the consent of the physicians, more than one physician, by the way. And it's done in cases where there
All
may
right,
be
we'll
severe.
Come back to this clip because there's a zinger that's worth mentioning here.
I do believe that we have a trifecta pandemic going on. We have monkeypox, of course, that they say it's coming. We have COVID, like the flirt virus of COVID right now. It's everywhere. People are calling me. People are getting sick. COVID, flu, bird flu, and all these other ones that they are talking about, those are RNA viruses. And because they are RNA viruses, they are sensitive to zinc. So zinc needs quercetin to enter the cell. I can't believe that in 2024, you're still in a position where you can get a serious disease from COVID, end up with COVID lung symptoms, and possibly die. So please just listen to me. Go on drstellamd.com, do a telemedicine appointment, get hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin in your medicine cabinet today. And of course, if you go on our website, if you use promo code Alex, you're going to get a discount. People call me to get them out of the hospital, and once you're in the hospital, we cannot help you. And also, with the hydroxychloroquine too, you can also get the zinc and quercetin. So my advice for people right now, for a family, if you want to like build defense for your family, is to get Covivites, to get the Pox defense. And if you have children, get the Immunovites for children, because it has zinc, it has elderberry. So this is what we're calling right now the trifecta family pack. So you get the immune defense for your family, you get your defense against pox, you get defense against, build your immunity against COVID, against bird flu and dengue and all these other RNA viruses. So my advice, please listen to me. Go on our website, drstellamd.com. And of course, if you go on our website, if you use promo code Alex, you're going to get a discount. We have physicians licensed in, we have physicians that can prescribe in all 50 states, and we have pharmacies that will ship to all 50 states. So please, before something gets really crazy, get hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin in your medicine cabinet today. And of course, if you go on our website, if you use promo code Alex, you're going to get a discount. For monkeypox, bird flu, like I call the trifecta, pox, bird flu, and COVID, if you get pox defense and Covivites, that should help you. We have it on our website. If you also get, for, you know, some people take Covilite. Covilite is like our bestseller. I love it. I take it every day. If you get Covilite and pox defense, these two should be able to cover all the viruses. If you're taking Covivites, this is all you need. If you're the person that takes Covilite, you just need Covilite and this. This should be able to cover, because it has quercetin, it has zinc, it has vitamin D. It has everything that you need to build your immunity. That is my cry. Don't wait till you get sick. We have a slew of other vitamins and everything on our website. We have medicinal herbs that can help deal with all kinds of stuff. So my job right now to the American people is to make sure that you're prepared, you're medically prepared. I've been saying it for a while that we're going to have a disruptive event, and it's coming. If you notice, these globalists, they want their agenda 2030. It's on track, or in their mind, it's on track. They want by 2025 for all of us to be digitalized. I said it from the beginning in 2020 that COVID was a Trojan horse for the vaccine. And the vaccine is Trojan horse. It's a Trojan horse for transhumanism, population control, genetic modification. I've said that over and over. And I think that right now in 2024, patriots, listen to me. Everybody should be aware of this. Like I said, if you can get quercetin, if you can get hydroxychloroquine, if you can get ivermectin from your doctor or from wherever, I am pretty much good with it. We put this together to help you, but I just want you to get it. Get it in your head that we are at a time when they want to destroy humanity. And because they're going to try to destroy humanity, we have to be prepared. Only those that are paranoid, that are prepared, would survive. So that is my pledge, and that is what we do. Your pledge is to make sure that you prepare you and your family. And of course, if you go on our website, if you use promo code Alex, you're going to get a discount.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Making talk radio great again. This is The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
All right, Dr. Stella Emanuel is, she's basically my mother for the next segment or two. And I said a cuss word during the break, and she threatened to beat me. So that is the truth. And she could probably take me. She's got her Covivites over there.
I took Covilite today.
You did take your Covilite? Well, I did too.
Oh, really?
So we might be evenly matched.
I know, right?
You guys are sold out. You got the peach mango over there. The other one,
when we have it. It's back.
It's back in stock?
Orange is back in stock, yes.
What's the other flavor?
Orange and peach mango.
Orange. You guys are always out of stock on orange. It's finally back in stock. Covilite.
Yes.
Big fan.
And
big
peach
fan.
Peach mango has stevia. We took our sucralose and we put stevia.
I like that caffeine in there.
Yeah, I like it. You know, it's the guarana. It's guarana. It's not
the natural caffeine from the guarana. But, and I think the green leaf tea extract, too, gets some caffeine.
Yes. We have, Covilite is amazing.
All right, so here's what we're going to do. I'm going to go back to that video with Northam, and we're going to talk about how disgusting it is what they do to these babies. But we were talking about some other things, and, you know, you get big into the spiritual aspect of the issues we deal with, and you were bringing something up about Biden and And I was telling you how, you know, it's crazy how two people can see the same video and see completely different things. And I asked you if you've seen the dress phenomenon where some people see a blue dress, some people see a yellow dress. You guys should even pull that up. Who knows? Maybe we'll look at it live on the air and you'll be like, that's blue. And I'll be like, that's yellow. And it'll be like, what the heck is going on here? See, I almost did it.
And you see, my hand was ready to punch.
Oh, my gosh. I thought you were just going for the fist bump. So I see this video. This is like a perfect example. There was a video the other day of an NFL football player, and he gets pulled over by the police. He's speeding. He's not cooperating with the police. I mean, it's cut and dry. You watch the video. That's what it is. He refuses to roll his window down. He doesn't get out of the car. The cops were behaving like jerks, no doubt. But it's like, there he is, breaking a law, not cooperating, refusing to roll his window down. And I see all these members of the media, they see that and they say, my goodness, why would the cops do that? He's innocent. What? And I'm like, did we just watch a different video?
Yes.
What? How do you explain that? And it happens every night. Same thing last night with the debate. Oh, Kamala whooped him. Mm-hmm. Trump won. I mean, you can pick all these different things. How is it?
Can I explain it spiritually? Go back to the Tower of Babel.
What do you see there, by the way?
The Tower of Babel?
On the screen. What color is that dress?
I see blue.
Okay, so we all see blue then, guys?
Oh, Jesus. I was hoping that I don't see green and you see yellow. I see blue.
I saw it blue.
Okay. You know, so like you go to the tower, go back to the Tower of Babel, you know, after God destroyed the earth in the Genesis 6, in the days of Noah, Nimrod and gathered and they started building a tower that they wanted to put Nimrod back in heaven, you know. So then God saw the tower and came and confused the language of man. When people always hear about confusing the language of man, people always think it meant you speak Spanish and I speak French. But confusing the language just means we see things differently. I can say something to somebody and they totally interpret it totally completely different because we don't communicate. This is the reason. At any time that human beings decide to become of one mind, we're going to be able to do anything that we can do. And right now we're too evil for that. If we become of one mind right now, we're going to create the atomic bomb and bomb people.
Well, so that's what you were talking about with Harari. The corporate world government wants us to be one mind. Yes. But like AI, demonic mind, they control it versus one mind through God, the creator.
Christ, yes. So that is the reason why people, the language of human beings was corrupted, was scattered until the end when Jesus will come back, kill these demons, remodel the world, and create a new utopia on the world. I call it utopia because that's what some people understand, but they call it the millennial reign. When that is created, in that millennial reign, we will understand everything. Animals will not be afraid of human beings. Read it in the book of Revelation. You'll be able to, you'll be able to talk to a lion just like he did in the Garden of Eden before the fall of man. So this confusion of language came, God did that after the Tower of Babel. Because if all human beings agree on one thing, whatever we agree on, we will do it. So that is why they want to inject everybody with an mRNA vaccine so that way they can program everybody to agree on one thing. And that one thing is that Yuval Harari Noah is God, or AI is God, or Jesus doesn't exist. If that happens, then the devil wins the world because human beings were given authority over the world. But it's not going to happen because there are people like us that are going to stand on the road and go, no! People like you that are going like, no, you can't control us. So that confusion of language is going to continue till the end when God remodels the world.
It's just, for me, from a psychological perspective, it's just like, wow, you really can, two people can watch the same video and see a completely different thing.
Definitely, because that's the way it's supposed to be. Think about it. If all of us had one mind, because right now, if you listen to that demonic Yuval Noah, he wants everybody to be of one mind. He wants all of us to be connected to the one mind. So when people listen to Yuval Noah, sometimes they think this is about science. It's not. It's a very spiritual thing for him. Even when he's talking about gods, the scientific world is like, oh, quit talking about God, talk about science. It's like, no, we talk about God because I'm trying to become God. If you read in the book of Daniel, it talks about a time when human beings are going to get corrupted. Daniel chapter 2, verse 43, 44, it says, iron will mix with marry clay. And as iron will mix with marry clay, they shall mingle with the seed of man. So right now we have a mingled seed. We have the seed of the serpent and the seed of man. I'm not talking about human beings that are demon-possessed or human beings that the devil is messing with their mind. I'm talking about demonic entities in human form.
Hey, guys, we're going to skip this break, by the way. So, you know, when I see them talking about killing a baby up to birth after it's born, and I'll go back to this clip, that's just straight up demonic. And
you don't have a conscience.
And that's what it is. And this is why, going back to what you said, this is why it's not just the mRNA. They want to hit you with that. They've been hitting us with these poisons in the food and the water. They put fluoride in our water. And if they can convince a mother that...
killed your own child.
I mean, that is as dark and twisted as it gets.
During the DNC convention, they actually had an abortion truck.
Yeah, they were rolling around.
And then they killed, like, at the time I checked, they had killed about maybe 30 babies. Can you imagine? And people think, well, he's just an abortion truck. No, that is blood sacrifice. That is.
Yeah, they don't have the temple with the blood pouring down the stairs. Yes. They have their new thing where they sell the parts to the highest bidder.
But you know that when you read through the Bible, you hear about Molech. Molech was a demon that they sacrificed children to. Right now, there's Molech worship in America, and Molech is abortion. We're sacrificing our children to the altar of abortion. While the women that are sacrificing their children are sacrificing their children for their career, for their breakthrough, for their next level, it is still about self. But the demons that run these programs, that run, Planned Parenthood and everything, they are demonic entities in human form. Please, America, listen to this. These are not human beings that are demon-possessed. They are demonic entities in human form. If you read in the book of Revelation chapter 13, verse 14 to 16, it says here that the devil would convince, would deceive human beings, and they will make an image unto the devil. If you can pull up that scripture, it's Revelation chapter 13, verse 14 to 16. The devil would deceive human beings because of with miracles. What do you mean by miracles? Right now, we have Elon telling us that they're going to put Neuralink on your head. They're going to be able to download your brain. The deaf will see, the blind will hear. The deaf will hear. They'll have Neuralink in your brain so that way you're going to be able to, you know, you can have eternal life. If you die, they will download your brain and then create a new body and put you in. So basically, what they are doing is trying to tell us that what the Bible says, that the devil would deceive human beings with these miracles, with the promises of a good life. And the human beings, they will create images unto the devil. And then the devil will have power to give breath to these images. What do you mean by images? Clones. And then the devil will have power to give breath to these clones. And that they will be able to speak, and they will cause as many as will not worship the devil to be killed. They will cause people to die in the hospitals. Those are the demonic entities that stood in the hospitals and put the protocols that killed people during COVID, that the doctors could not stand against, the nurses could not stand against. Those are the demonic entities that create the abortion. They want to kill children. They look like you and I, but they are not human.
Well, that's what's so crazy for me. I tend to assume the best in people, and maybe you kind of live and you learn not to. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I tend to assume the best about all people, even if I disagree with them politically. But then there's times where you're dealing with people and you're like, wait a second, this is not human behavior. I don't recognize this. This is not human behavior that we're witnessing here. Mm-hmm. And so it just makes you wonder, like, well, again, I don't get into aliens and demons like you do on my show here. But I mean, you can't help but wonder. Yeah, you can't help but wonder. Is that what the hell's going on here?
We have aliens and demons. You know, when I came out, I remember when I went viral in 2020, they went and pulled up my website because I'm a deliverance minister. And I've dealt with, we have seen people with demons really harassing people. And we've seen the power of God to deliver people from demonic entities. So when they went out, they pulled up my YouTube channel. If you go on my YouTube channel, we have deep prayers and messages that we have preached over the years. Like I have a message that I preach called Soul Hunters, War Against Soul Hunters. You know, people watch the message and they practically hit the floor and start rolling and throwing up and just going through deliverance and things are breaking off their lives. You understand what I'm saying? We have a message we call Fire of Deliverance. It's on YouTube. So they pull this message and you're like, oh, Dr. Stella, talk about aliens and they believe in aliens. At that time, everybody thought I was crazy. But now people bring me to their show so that I can address these issues because the kind of spiritual attacks that is coming on people, it's incredible. There are people sending me messages that, oh, it is energy-directed weapons. People like to, human beings like to think that spiritual stuff can be described in the physical means. But these things are spiritual things. You call them energy-directed weapons or whatever you want to call them. But these are spiritual arrows that messes with people's minds. You know, I've had people come to our ministry that are like having like deep, crazy demonic manifestations. And we pray for them. And sometimes God delivers them. Sometimes God doesn't. Like I said, we are just vessels that God uses.
Well, and that's what it is. We tend to think of the extraterrestrial mm-hmm. and not the extra dimensional.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, they want to have this image of an alien as a green man or whatever coming from the sky. But it's really extra dimensional aliens.
Yes, that come and hang out with people.
Probably sitting right next to us right now. Or maybe they've left here now that the power of Dr. Stella Emanuel is in the studio with me. And you know, you were one of the first ones.
Stop showing us demons, please.
You stood on the Capitol steps and warned people about COVID and the protocols, mm-hmm. and then ultimately the vaccines. You're a hero for doing that. But you know, I think it was obvious to you. You know the players. You know their agenda, and so yeah, you knew just instinctively. I'm not going to trust what these people are pushing. Plus, as a doctor, you knew that the protocols were going to be even worse. But yeah. Speaking of the demonic behavior, guys, I want to go back to that clip, and let's just start it when Ralph Northam, the former governor of Virginia, starts talking.
Oh, Jesus.
Because they
demonic, man.
And imagine talking about, oh, yeah, the baby was born.
You have to wait and talk.
How are you going to kill it? You know, yes. Like, they don't even care.
He's not a human being.
So Kamala Harris says, oh, nobody wants to support that. And obviously, we know that they do. It's their own bills. But listen to the former governor of Virginia, a Democrat, talking about this. Guys, go back to that clip.
Yeah, I wasn't there, Julie, and I certainly can't speak for Delegate Tran. But I will tell you, first thing I would say, this is why decisions such as this should be made by providers, physicians, and the mothers and fathers that are involved. There are, you know, when we talk about third trimester abortions, these are done with the consent of obviously the mother, with the consent of the physicians, more than one physician, by the way. And it's done in cases where there may be severe deformities. There may
you know what's funny? Pause it right here. Think about what he's just admitting to.
Mm-hmm.
So if a doctor kills a baby in the third trimester without consent, what would we call that?
That's murder.
Oh, isn't that funny?
But the mother.
So consent is the difference. So consent is the difference between murder and abortion. Mm-hmm. But who's getting consent from the child?
I know. It's Molech worship. And you know the crazy part is that the devil has packaged himself like science and technology. So this dude can sit down and speak deep devilish stuff and sound like a scientist. He can actually sound like a doctor. Like, well, I'm just going to... If you continue that clip, he actually says that they'll give birth to the child and then they will...
Yeah, let's go.
Finish the clip. They will wait and go talk to the parent and see whether they should kill the child or not. Can you imagine that?
So in this particular example, if a mother is in labor, I can tell you exactly what would happen. The infant would be delivered. The infant would be kept comfortable. The infant would be resuscitated if that's what the mother and the family desired. And then a discussion would ensue between the physicians and the mother. So I think this was really blown out of proportion. But again, we want the government not to be involved in these types of decisions.
Okay,
we want
now pause right there, and that's good. And I love this ending part here, too, because people, you know, we try to focus on the issue about abortion for obvious reasons. But did you hear at the end, you know, we want the government to be out of these decisions.
Mm-hmm.
What? You want the government to be in charge of all of our decisions?
Yeah.
They want the government to tell us what we ought to take 98 vaccines before mm-hmm. we're a year old. What do you mean you want the government out of our decisions? These people want the government to run our lives.
My body, my choice, except if he's killing the baby.
Which is not your body.
If it's killing the baby, it's my body, my choice. But if they want to inject you with some mRNA gene modifying this thing, then it's no longer your body, your choice. And people need to wake up. That is just what I'm going to say, that we need to wake up and realize the times that we're in and be prepared for the times that we're in.
I wonder. See, the problem with liberal Democrats and progressives is they're low information or they're just outright misinformed. Mm-hmm. So when you try to approach them with certain facts and information, they can't even... It's like their mind is
programming,
but it's like their mind is closed. They can't even hear it. It's like, I wonder, who do you think gets more funding in the inner cities? Do you think schools get more funding or do you think Planned Parenthood gets more funding?
Probably Planned Parenthood.
Yeah.
in the inner city. I don't know. I don't have any figures on that. But if you,
but I would wonder.
Probably Planned Parenthood, if you look at per capita income, probably.
Yeah.
Because, you know, like I said, when they, you see these abortions and killing of babies, it does a few things. On the physical part, of course, the child is dead. On the spiritual part, there are several things involved. Number one, this little child that they decides to kill gets a one-way ticket to heaven. So for the child's soul, I'm good. But guess what happens? It is blood that is shed. And whenever they shed innocent blood, it brings curses. It makes God to turn away from the land. It makes God to be upset with the land. It defiles the land. So part of what they are doing is defiling the land. And then the next thing it does is that it is blood on the demonic altars that energizes their demons to do the evil that they do. So it's like a blood sacrifice. So it's not
energy for these demons.
So yeah, so it gives them demonic energy, number one. Number two, it's a blood sacrifice that actually ends up, you know, defiling the land and turning God and making God angry with
it. Well, it's all about control, right? Yes. If the demons can convince you to kill your own baby, that for them, it's like, I have the control. Yes. I have the power.
They can drink your blood. They can drink the baby's blood. And then they can have God turn away from you for killing somebody. So what happens? Like, you know, we are, like I tell people, I'm an intercessor. That's the main job that I do. You know, as an intercessor, what we do when we pray for the land is we have to come and pray for mercy. Right now, there are a lot of people that are going through a lot of demonic affliction. So much, so much. People call me all the time with, the devil is doing this. Oh, please, I'm sick. I'm this. Energy-directed weapons, all kinds of stuff. And I tell people that the reason why the devil can attack people is because we have open doors. We're living in sin and iniquity. We're not reading the Bible. Why is God allowing this to happen to me? It is not God that allows things to happen in this world. It's human beings. We have authority over the world. So if we human beings allow evil, evil will take control. If we human beings allow good, good will take control. And guess what? It is the prevailing priesthood that rules the land. So if the prevailing priesthood is demonic priesthood, that's what's going to rule the land. The reason why there's so much evil going on right now is because the good people, the patriots, the Christians are not living clean lives. They are living lives of sin and iniquity and everything. And because of that, they are opening the door for the devil to attack them. So what do we do as intercessors? You know, you could see it in the example of Daniel, Ezra, Nehemiah, when they were interceding for Israel. What we do, if somebody came and said, Dr. Sela, pray for me for this, the first thing I would do is bring them to the mercy seat and repent on their behalf. Because if your child is out there acting crazy, the devil has a right to destroy them because they are actually in the devil's camp. So they are sinning against God, and that sin against God is making the devil attack them. So you cannot just stand there and say, devil, leave them alone. The devil has a legal right to be in their lives. So what we need to do, we bring repentance.
That's like
we pray and repent for the person.
It's kind of like
God can heal them.
The demon class, like the demon elite class here, that's why they always kind of have to tell you what mm-hmm. they're doing to you, even if it's nuanced or hidden language. It's mm-hmm. like, hey, if we tell you and you do it, mm-hmm. then, you know, that's
consent.
That's consent, on you.
Yes.
And I'm curious if you ever saw, and I don't even know if I want to play it. It's so heartbreaking. But it gets back to the same thing when a parent puts this vaccine into their child and then mm-hmm. the child has the side effect. There's this video, this poor kid, this young boy goes for his wellness check. I think it's maybe a year wellness check, gets a couple vaccines, and then has a horrible side effect. And I mean, it's so heartbreaking. Mm-hmm. You can tell, like, you know, anybody that's been around babies, you know, mm-hmm. they get observant, they get excited, they like to smile and laugh, giggle and like drool and, you know, try to be a part of the world around them that they're learning. And then this baby gets hit with these vaccines and it's just like, phew, just zapped, just mm-hmm. like zapped. I mean, it's so tough to watch, mm-hmm. but that's what it is. It's like, well, you know, you gotta know not to, but see, that's why it's like, when you see this one time, you know, Dr. Sella, when you see this one time, it's like, oh, they would do that to a child.
They would do that to everybody. They're demons. They don't have a conscience. Remember?
And then they would say, no, the vaccines are fine. And they give it to the next child.
Do you know that right now we have over, when I finished medical school, we had maybe 10 vaccines. But I have over 40 vaccines. I'm a trained pediatrician before I started working in the ER. Right now, I don't recommend any vaccine. Do your own studies. Do whatever you do. Right now, me and vaccine, no. I don't give any. I don't take any. I don't recommend any. Do whatever you do, your own research and everything. But the issue is that I have children that did not take vaccines that are fine.
I don't take vaccines.
I had children in
my
practice.
I'm vaccine free.
Yeah, I had children from when you were a child.
Yeah. And I drink raw milk. I don't know how I'm still here.
You understand me? Great. So there are a lot of people. So there's a lot going on right now. Like I said, even like with the, what I'm calling the triple-demic, you know, they have like a triple-demic going on right now. Monkeypox, bird flu, and COVID that they want to hit us with. And of course, you hear about the things like Zika, dengue fever, and they have West Nile virus. They have the equine virus. They have all this crazy stuff that they are releasing right now. And I'm telling everyone, they are releasing this stuff because they want to terrify people to get the mRNA vaccine. Why? They want to program every single person. That is the bottom line. Everything they are doing right now is about getting an mRNA vaccine into you.
You, you know, need that. You need the vaccine. You need to be scared.
Yeah, you know, in Africa right now, with monkeypox, since Africa did not take the vaccine because they have hydroxychloroquine over the counter, with monkeypox right now, they are trying to get the vaccine, mRNA vaccine, to Africa. They want to give... All childhood vaccines are going to become mRNA.
Well, they had to admit, it was Associated Press, mainstream press, the vaccine, the polio vaccines caused the polio outbreak in Africa. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's a mainstream, that's not a conspiracy theory like you got to tune into InfoWars to get it. That's mainstream.
That's
news.
Mainstream. Yeah, if people want to hear it. So that's why we tell people it's good to be prepared. You know what I'm saying? You know, it's good to be, like right now, if you go on our website, drstellamd.com, we have something called the trifecta or triple-demic packet, which... We have like monkeypox. We have a Sarracenia purpurea that works for monkeypox. We have something for COVID. We have something for Zika. Because these are all RNA viruses except monkeypox. RNA viruses are sensitive to zinc. And if you take zinc, you need something like quercetin to get the zinc into your system. So if you start taking these immune supplements, it builds your immunity so that you don't get sick, so that you're not terrified to go and take a vaccine. And like I tell everyone, make sure you have hydroxychloroquine, ivermectin in your medicine cabinet. Today. Get it in your medicine cabinet.
Because I'm mad. I don't have any ivermectin.
Really?
You got some for me?
Let's do it. When we get out, we need to do a...
What about... Can I do the horse paste?
I'm not talking about horse paste.
I will take the horse paste.
I don't want anybody to say Dr. Stella said something about horse paste.
I
plead the fifth.
You got all kinds of products there at drstellamd.com. Promo code Alex, you'll get a discount.
Yes.
I have to tell folks, though, the Kobe Light is incredible.
I know, right?
I mean...
It's amazing. That's what I take daily.
There's two products that I just love because it's just like overwhelming vitamins and minerals in a scoop. That's Vitamin Mineral Fusion from InfoWarsStore.com. And then the only thing that's close to rivaling it is Kobe Light. I mean, same thing. One scoop of Kobe Light. I mean, this thing is ridiculous. In fact, we got a short break coming up. We'll do 5 more minutes and we'll talk about Kobe Light. And then maybe you can tell people how many Joe Bidens there are. Oh, because I have to show you the new Joe Biden. You didn't see the new Joe Biden fit.
I'm telling you, the new Joe Biden, even the one, the ear is different. He's taller.
Yeah, the ear. He's got the height thing going down. He's got a new hat, though.
I don't even think he's taller. Yeah, the one with the Trump hat.
You saw that. Oh, you did see that. I thought I was going to scoop you. Oh, all right. We'll be right back.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is hands down the most badass truck in the world. A 2024 AEV Dodge Prospector. This is my dream truck. But this truck won't belong to me. It's going to belong to you, the folks that visit thealexjonesstore.com and enter to win for free by entering your email. Or when you buy products, they put you in 5-10 times in the raffle for this bad boy. I'm going to walk you through this, but this is hands down, look it up for yourself, the most badass truck in the world. Folks, I've had a lot of big trucks, but I'm telling you, they don't even compare to this. This sucker is a dream to drive, so smooth in the city and off-road, it's insane. And when you enter to win this, you fund the info war and take it to the globalists. Now, let's talk about this badass truck. This is a freaking monster. Now, you're getting the colors I like the best, this dark green, this black, the red pinstripe. But what really matters is the shocks, the giant tires, the engine. Now, because one of you lucky people out there is going to own this truck, I'm not going to take it off-road. But we've taken other ones off-road. And believe me, ladies and gentlemen, there's nothing like it. Look at this sexy monster, ladies and gentlemen. Woo! And when you enter to win this, baby, you're supporting the InfoWar and you're spreading the word at the critical time going into this election in the year 2024. This truck symbolizes everything that Al Gore and Kamala Harris and the rest of these rats aren't. This symbolizes Americana, strength, power, and the American dream. I love Dodge. I love this truck. It is so incredible. I forgot to mention, this truck is a 2024 $138,000. And when you win, you get $10,000 cash on top of it. Enter to win right now at thealexjonesstore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.